It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new children's book by a Milwaukee author celebrates the strength, resilience, and beauty of Black girls everywhere.
Dear Black girl, guess what? I see you. Yes, all the pieces that make up your world.
Ebony Haynes writes positive affirmations for girlhood and growing up Black and brown.
I see your beauty, your dreams, and your scars, too. I see you, I hear you, because I am you.
Haynes collaborated with Milwaukee illustrator Jasmine Grant. The new book is called Dear Black Girl, I See You, and it's a follow-up to the 2019 book, Dear Black Boy, It's Okay to Cry. Ebony and Jasmine, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. I'm excited for this.
Ebony, let's start with you. The title of these books begin with the words that you'd normally see in a very personal letter to someone with the word dear. Is that the intention? Were these books like writing a deeply personal letter to someone you love?
Yes. So as the author of both Dear Black Boy, It's Okay to Cry and Dear Black Girl, I See You, both books were actually personal letters. One was to a loved one of mine and the other was to myself. And so both were actually letters written to individuals that then were turned into stories.
And you encourage Black girls to jump around, do your dance, laugh out loud, and declare, I love me. Why do you think I love me is freedom?
Because so often people will try to get us not to love ourselves. We live in a world that just sometimes is full of negativity, negative images, negative media. And so often our young girls, more specifically, particular our young Black girls or girls of color, can many times be inundated with images or things that make them feel less than. And so always being able to affirm yourself is just a way to combat that, to understand that regardless of what others may say or think, that if you love yourself and if you honor yourself, that it can take you into a place of freedom and liberation from what other people may think.
And Jasmine, you know, every page is so full of tenderness and love with these illustrations. What was your stylistic goal when you took on these books?
I think my goal was to be very specific, even though the words are general. You know, it's specifically to Ebony, but it's also the people who read it should be able to see themselves in it. And I wanted to create a diversity of Black girls and make it so they could really see themselves, see their features. And also, I like to have images that make you think. So some of the images aren't very straightforward. It's especially for Dear Black Boy, It's Okay to Cry. It was really enjoyable listening to people get their own interpretations out of the images and, you know, giving them that participation. And I wanted to continue with that idea in Dear Black Girl, I See You.
Sometimes illustrators don't even meet the author. Do you two have a relationship over the years?
Yes. And so actually, Jasmine and I now, we've known each other for 6 years now. When I was writing Dear Black Boy, I was new to this. I lost a cousin to suicide. And as I mentioned, wrote a love letter to him. His name was Bryce. And I wrote the words, but when I knew I wanted to make it a children's book, I'm like, but I don't know how to draw. And so I reached out to a friend and asked if they knew anyone. And Jasmine had just done an event at their boutique and was like, I met this cool girl who draws really well. You should meet her. And literally we met and the rest was history.
She was preggers during the first book. And that was an experience watching her jump into motherhood. On top of the book stuff. And it was a good relationship for me because it was also my first time illustrating a children's book. So I like to think that we worked through understanding how to do this together.
Ebony, in Dear Black Girl, there's one line. It says, Daddy once said, baby girl, don't let the world take the good out of you. And I kept wondering and going back to that page, are those words familiar to you?
Yes. And so those are actual words from my dad, Robert Haynes. He passed away actually in the midst of writing and illustrating this book. And so one of the things that I remind myself of are like those voices that continually encouraged me on my journey. And his voice is one of those voices that I just always remember him telling me I was amazing, I was beautiful. And one thing he would always say when I was younger, you know, were those words, you know, don't let the world take the good out of you. And I was like, what? Like, what does that even mean? And as I grew older, boy, did I learn what those words mean. You know, so often we just, you live and you learn that many times when you're trying to do good, when you're working really hard, it just is like these forces or people are, you know, just like constantly sometimes against you, and you wonder what that is, and you just recognize like it's a part of the journey and a part of the growth, and that if you can sustain all the things you go through and still remain good and pure in the end, like that's a really, really great thing to find some hope and some honor in. So
And Jasmine, if you look really closely at this page, as I did, I studied it, there is a poster in front of the class, and it says, don't let them dim your light. And then underneath, it's Robert Jasper Haynes Jr. Can you talk about that poster and illustrating this page?
Oh, Ebony specifically asked me to put that in there, you know, her father.
Yeah, I love it.
I think when we were talking about it, we're talking about the fact that she speaks life into women, and she does that. Like her father spoke life into her, and she's using that. So I'm kind of drawing Ebony doing what she does, speaking to people, giving them a place to be heard. That's a big part of this page, and doing that work that this book hopefully will also help her do.
We're talking about the new children's book, Dear Black Girl, I See You, with Ebony Haynes, Milwaukee-based children's book author, and Jasmine Grant there, the illustrator of this book, and Dear Black Boy that came out earlier. Ebony, it's been 5 years since a Minneapolis police officer murdered George Floyd, which led to, of course, a national reckoning, racism, police misconduct, Black Lives Matter. Would the words be any different in Dear Black Boy now? What are you reflecting on?
So what's interesting is I wrote the book right before, I mean, in 2019, right before the pandemic, right before a lot of those things that you spoke to happened. I work in education, and so I serve young people and families, and I've been doing so for quite a while now. And I mean, I don't think the words would be any different. And I think that's part of, you know, that's part of I don't like to use the word challenge, but, you know, that's part of the struggle that so often so many face. But then it's also a part of the joy and the hope. I always share with people, you know, I write very specifically to Black and brown children because their stories matter, right? I know that children's books don't always reflect everyone positively. I know that, you know, some young people may look at books and never see themselves reflected. And so I write very intentionally, but I also always remind readers that you should be able to read my story and get something out of it the same way I should be able to read yours and get something out of it. So I also try to share that they're not exclusive titles in the fact that, like, if you're a person, if you're a human, you can read Dear Black Boy and still feel the words that are on the page. But to recognize that because of some of those things you mentioned, what happened with George Floyd, thinking about the uprising of Black Lives Matters and just what's happening in our nation now, like the diminishing of histories and things like that, you get to a point where you recognize if there was not power in your story, why would someone be trying to erase it? And so just being vulnerable enough to be the one to say, we have to write these stories, we have to tell these stories because they do matter. And so that children everywhere can see themselves reflected in a positive light. And so the words, I think, would be the same. But I do think that things like that many times give the words more power and just bring them to life more. Because even if you look at some of the pages, they reflect those things happening in our nation before they were actually happening. But we've also lived in this nation, many of us, for, you know, some decades, and know, like, this isn't the beginning of some of those things happening.
I appreciate how in Dear Black Boy, you pose a couple questions. Do you know you are a king? Do you realize that you are in charge of your destiny? And I thought a moment about MLK in King, and then you go on to talk about dreaming. And I'm wondering, what are you wanting your young readers to contemplate in those moments?
I think it's a part of that. I really want young people and really anybody, right? My cousin was an adult at the time of his passing. And I think, you know, there are so many defining moments in our lives. And I really want readers to understand, you know, like you have power. You have the ability to, you know, dream something and then go out and bring it to life. I want them to understand that no matter who they are, what they look like, where they come from, that they are worthy, that they are valued. In those affirmations, you know, I think that's why I chose not to write a story, but to write a book of affirmations, because they're lifeless, they're timeless, right? Hearing an affirmation at my age means the same as a five-year-old hearing it, right? It may be from a different context based on what I've been through or what I've experienced, but it's still to hear someone say, I love you, I see you, you matter, dream big, go for the start, right? To hear that, it never expires. And so I really wanted to create something that was timeless, similar to an MLK, who, although Martin Luther King Jr. is no longer here, his words still ring true today. We still honor that every single day in who we are and the work that we do in this country. And so I think that's really the goal, is that our youth and our families and anybody who reads the book would see themselves as timeless beings who just have so much power to go out and make so much more of their lives.
Jasmine, I'm wondering, when you were illustrating some pages, there is a Black boy and a Black girl. Other pages, there are silhouettes. And I'm thinking about in Dear Black Girl, the page about being a nurturer and how that comes easy. But it also shows a girl who is sweeping and serving food and drying a dish in the kitchen. How did you reflect upon the use of silhouette versus putting an illustration of an actual little girl?
So the silhouette is supposed to be kind of like the girl's shadow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a traditional straightforward shadow. It's not on the ground from their body. But I don't know if you've heard of the concept of shadow work that some people engage in now. The idea that you have parts of your personhood that you're not aware of, or you're ashamed of, or you're trying to hide, or are hidden from you. And I like the idea that those aspects of yourself are not bad. In fact, they are powerful and they deserve to be seen specifically by you. You know, your shadow could be something you're ashamed of, but it could also be just that, you know, inside of you, you have the desire to sew, you have the desire to sing, but, you know, life has kind of gotten away from you and you haven't been able to focus on it. It might be that you have the desire to be heard. You want to be a public speaker, but you feel like you have to be shy because the world thinks you're too loud. You have to be, you know, quiet and demure. The shadow is something that needs to be seen. And if we give it the attention it needs, it can embolden us and make us stronger. So when we were coming up with the illustration for that, especially in Dear Black Boy, there are silhouettes, but not quite the same. There are those blue images of the boys.
Yeah.
Those were supposed to represent emotions, because that book was about giving a voice to your emotions, or giving the respect to your emotions that they deserve. For this one, I wanted to have a similar trope, but shadow work is what I came up with, because, you know, shadow is kind of playing with what's seen and what's not seen. And this is encouraging Black girls to see every aspect of themselves, even the ones that might upset them or might upset others.
Ebony, is there another book in you?
There is. I've started writing the next. Actually, it's two that I'm kind of co-writing, because one is a children's book and then one is a self-help parent book, but about the same thing. So My son has hearing loss. He was born with sensory neuro bilateral hearing loss. I know more about the ear than I thought I would. And I am writing about him and our journey and what I've learned being his mom, what I've learned about children with special abilities and how to love them and how to teach them and how to advocate for them. And so I'm kind of writing two at the same time, one that will be a children's book that he'll write with me, and then one that will be a self-help kind of parent motivational book of just how I made it through my journey of parenting my son, Daxon.
Ebony and Jasmine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for this time today.
That is Ebony Haynes, a Milwaukee-based children's book author, and Jasmine Grant, a Milwaukee illustrator. Their new children's book is called Dear Black Girl, I See You. It is a follow-up to the 2019 book, Dear Black Boy, It's Okay to Cry.